Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is James from Dividend Stock Talk, brought to you by the 10-Minute Trader, where I invest in dividend stocks for weekly cash flow. Take you guys along for the ride for that safe, secure, predictable 1% per week. Now, how can I say that? Well, the way I look at it is I only look at companies that have 20 years or more of increased dividend payments to their shareholders. Well, there's a lot of them out there, believe it or not. Over 150, closer to 200. Now, why? Well, because the stocks go up and they go down. What happens if they go down? Well, if they go down, I want to make sure I'm having some kind of income coming in. Because I'm at that point in my life, I want to hang out with my grandson and just watch the grass grow. I don't want to go punch a time clock or go to work for someone who doesn't appreciate me. Not to say that everyone works with an unappreciative boss, but you got to look at it this way. If you're working for someone else, which I think 90% of us do work for someone else, you are relying on another person to be happy with your efforts in order for you to continue to get paid. Now, that's not something easy to do, keeping another person happy for, 30, 40 years of your life. I couldn't do it. Anyway, that's why I've been self-employed for, oh my God, how long? Since the late 80s. Anyway, that being said, let's just jump in, see where we are, and see where we're going. That being said, we're starting off with the stocks that I currently have in possession. If you were with me for a while, you know that every single position that I had last week, I brought into this week, which means I didn't buy a single thing this week. I only sold the covered calls against the positions that I carried over from last week. Now, my goal is 1% per week. Now, I do have to admit, I did not get 1% on each and every individual position. But I made enough of all six of them put together that it did come to over 1% for the week. And that's my goal, okay, over 1%. Now, do I make 1% on every position? No. Sometimes I make 2 or 3% on one position, which makes up for another position not carrying its weight, so to speak. So let's just jump in, see where we are, and get the move on. First on the list is AEO, American Eagle Outfitters. All right, so personally, I'm into this one at $25.97. It's sitting at $22.37. Now, I sold off the 25s, which you might be saying to yourself, wait a minute, isn't that less than what he paid for it? Well, you're correct. It is less than what I paid for it. Well, why did I do that? Well, it's at 22 at the moment. I really don't see it hitting 25. And if it does, I'm willing to take that risk because, after all, life is nothing but risk. Now you say, well, wait a second. Why would I want to do that? Well, risk is everywhere. Staying in bed, not getting out of bed, is a risk. Getting out of bed is a risk. Walking through your front door, there's a risk. So some risks you have control over and some you don't. Well, needless to say, I take a look at the movement of the stock on a daily basis. Then I decide on, over the last couple of weeks, has it made a type of movement that could jeopardize this position? Now, when I sold it, it was, I think, 4 or 5 strikes out of the money. So to me, there really wasn't a risk. So I took it, I put that little bit of a premium, added to my little, tally sheet, so to speak, because I'm looking to get 1% for the week of my total investment. So hypothetically, if I have $100,000 in this account, I wanna bring in at least $1,000 a week. That's 1%. Okay, so if I get a few hundred here, a few hundred there, I got 6 positions. I try not to go more than 6 or 7 positions because excuse me. If I have too many positions, I really can't balance it off that well. And I have over 150 stocks I look at that I rotate on a weekly basis because they all don't pay dividends the exact same time. That being said, I want to be able to capitalize on what best fits my ultimate goal in the short term. Okay, the short term is, well, this week, Monday through Friday. Great, I have 6 positions. I want to see what the best possible position or the best play for that position in order to get what I want. Okay, all that being said, Bill Windbag that I am, let's take a look at AEO. last 30 days. 30 days ago today, we opened up at 2310. Okay, within a week and a half, we had the high of the 30-day period, 2625. Now, from there, she just dropped for the next 2 weeks to find the bottom. Now, the bottom was Tuesday. So, Wednesday was an update. Okay, great. So, it's at 2237 at the moment. I sold off the 25s. It doesn't look like it's going to fill. So, I'm just going to continue watching it today and tomorrow. Is tomorrow Friday already? Holy cow, it is. Tomorrow's Friday already. So tomorrow afternoon, I will jump in first thing in the morning, take a quick look at it because I got six positions and nothing is in the money yet, which means I might have to carry everything into next week. Okay, fine. Now, I don't see AEO doing anything personally. So I'm just going to leave it as it is. Keep my eye on it today. Look at it again tomorrow. And then tomorrow at 3:30, I'm going to take a look at what is my play going to be for the next week. Because if I have an opportunity to jump out with a small loss, now you got to take a loss every once in a while. I haven't taken one yet this year, which is, you know, a good thing. But if I have to take a small loss in order to free up the money to be able to capture something again next week, I'll have to take a look at those numbers. And when I say it's all about the numbers, well, I won't know that until tomorrow afternoon when the time comes. I'll add up all the premiums I collected, the dividends I collected, the opportunity loss, because there's going to be an opportunity loss next week if I can't capture 1% next week. But if I can, I'll hold on to it. It's one of those things that we can't answer the questions of tomorrow with the information we have today. Just going to have to wait till 3 o'clock on Friday to see what happens. Anyway, yesterday was an update. We'll see what happens today. Let's jump on into Albemarle, ALB. Last 30 days of Albemarle. Where are we? Right here on the 18th of March. 30 days ago today, we opened up at 123.73. Okay, down, up, down, up. Ooh, a lot of nice movement with this company. The 30-day high didn't come until last Tuesday. Okay, that was the 9th of April. 133.72. And she just went down, 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 down. And Tuesday was the bottom of the 30-day period. I love 30-day bottoms because what's going to happen after a 30-day bottom? Well, of course, it's going to be accumulation. Okay, yesterday was an up day. Not huge, but she did close higher yesterday than she did on Tuesday. What does that mean? Doesn't mean a whole heck of a lot of anything. But all it means is we could possibly have found the bottom and we could be on the way up. Now, I'm into it at 131 and I sold the 125s. Why? Well, because I wanted some kind of cash flow coming in. All right. And if I didn't take the cash flow coming in, I can't meet my bills. Now, I live off my investments. I live off the 1% that I bring in. So I need a 1% weekly return. So, now, like I said, I'm into it at 131. I sold the 125s. Why? Well, we're at 114. Okay, you take a look at where the 125 is from 114. It's kind of like a long way away. Okay, do I see it going up there? No, I don't. Could it? Yes, it could. But why would it jump that much that quick? Well, we'll find out today and tomorrow. But at the moment, she's at 114. I sold off to 125s. I brought in a small amount. Okay, that works. Next on the list is BITO. Now, BITO was an ETF play that I was showing someone how it worked, and I just bought them. Not something I normally do, but it was an example to show how we can do a calendar spread in there. So if people are watching and they're saying, hey, wait a minute, this is working out pretty good, maybe I might think about it. It is something that I'm working on, calendar spreads, but they has more risk, but the reward ratio is just, all right, the simple covered calls are giving us, what, 50% per week? I mean, 50% per year? Okay, great. However, the ETF covered, the ETF calendar spreads are getting over 100 to 200% per year. All right, great. That's something worth looking into. So that's one I actually opened up for people to take a look at just to give it, you know, dip your toe in the water, so to speak. So let's see how BitTo is working out. All right, the last 30 days for BitTo, 30 days ago we opened up at 31.16. Okay, a week later we got the 30-day high at 32.76. This thing gaps all over the place. Really hard to judge where ETF is going to go. Now, Friday was a down day, Monday was a down day, Tuesday and Wednesday. So we have a new 30-day bottom. That was yesterday, okay? And that was 26.06. How does that affect the position that I have? Well, here's the thing. The thing about calendar spreads is everything expires. There's no longevity in this play whatsoever. Now, I bought 17 January 26, which means it expires on January, the third week of January of next year. So that's 40 weeks I get to play this. Now, my original purchase price was $6.80, and I collected 61 cents. Now, I know 61 cents doesn't sound like a lot, but Claire, 61 cents, and I'm going to divide it by what did I pay for it? $6.80. So as you can see, that's a 9% return for the week, but not really. Why do I mean not really? Well, because eventually the position that I bought in January is going to expire to zero. So that 680 depreciates every single week. Well, what does it depreciate every single week? Well, you take $6.80 and you divide it by 42 weeks because I bought it 2 weeks ago. Okay, it depreciates 16 cents per week. Okay, so if I got 61 cents for my profit and the asset depreciates 16 cents per week, I'm doing pretty damn good. But we'll see how it plays out for the long term. Okay, next on the list is JD. JD. Now, JD is one of those trades that normally doesn't come up on my radar, but for some strange reason, it did this month. Now, 30 days ago, we opened up at 27.42. Okay, we went up a little bit, down a little bit, up a little bit to a 30-day high on the 1st of April. The 1st of April's 30-day high was 28.38. Okay, fell that week. Last week she recovered, and last Thursday was looking really good. But everything, I couldn't say everything, because almost everything, 98% of everything I looked at expired worthless. I mean, not expired worthless, sorry, was down. There was only one stock that I looked at that was up on Friday, and that was Apple. Okay, Apple was the only stock I see go up on Friday. Okay, so Friday dropped. We have our 30-day bottom on Tuesday. Okay, we just opened up this morning at 25.11. And where am I with JD? Okay, JD is another one of those situations where I'm into it at 27.96 and I sold the 28s. Now, I got 15 cents a share, which not the greatest in the world, but hey, cash flow is cash flow, however you look at it. So can I see it looking good to go to 28? I don't see it hitting 28 this week. I don't even see it hitting 28 this month, looking at the way the distance between the 25 and the 28 is on the chart. It doesn't sound like much. It's only like $3. But looking at the chart, it looks a mile away. All right. Lowe's, Dividend King. I buy it every quarter. The last 30 days with Lowe's. Where are we? 18, right there. Okay, so 30 days ago, we opened up at 245. All right, 4 days later, we're at the 30-day high, 262.49. From there, she gets drops, little pullback, drops again, little pullback, continues to drop, a little pullback. Today is the second green day in a row. Yesterday was the 30-day bottom. And that was 227.24. Now, today she's opening up a little bit higher to 230. I like seeing green days, especially two in a row at a bottom. All right, so I'm into this one at 238.62. And I sold the 237.5s. Granted, I didn't get a huge amount, but here's the thing. the 237s, I think it's far enough away. It's a couple of strikes out of the money for Lowe's. Lowe's doesn't have big, huge movements to the upside normally. Okay, so I'm just going to play it safe and just keep my eye on it. I sold the 237.5s. I don't see being called out. I see taking this into next week. Nice thing about Lowe's next week, I get to collect the dividend next week. So I got a premium last week, a premium this week. I'll collect another premium next week, and I'll collect the dividend next week. Now, that'd be 3 weeks. So I add all four of those up together. Does that equal 3%? I don't know. And I won't know until the end of next week. All right. That being said, last one on the list for this account would be Macy's. Macy's is one of my favorites. Always gives me a great premium. And it's been in business for over 100 years. Okay, it is a dividend king, increasing their dividends for more than 50 consecutive years. That right there should make you feel good. All right, buy a stock. Worst case scenario, it goes down. It can keep dropping. But the funny thing is, no matter how much it drops, they're continuing to give me more money every single year. Well, great. All right, 30 days ago, 21.25. 1 day later, on the 19th, okay, the high of the 30-day period, 22.10. 5 days down, 2 days up. 4 days down, 5 days up. 3 days down. Now we're in a 3-day upward trend. I think that's freaking awesome. A 30-day bottom, let's call it a double bottom, 18.29 on the 4th and the 5th. That was 2 weeks ago. Okay, so we're at 19.06 at this moment. Okay, Macy's, in this particular count, I'm into it at 19.65. I sold the 1950s for 59 cents. Now, these things are going to expire worthless, but I honestly, really, really, honestly don't care. Okay, I got over 2% on this one, and this particular count right here got me way over my 1% on just this one position, which I'm perfectly happy with. All right. That being said, let's quickly jump over to one of my other accounts so that we can see what's happening there. Okay, let's get... Here we go. Now, here, most likely, we're going to want to take a look at Paramount. Now, Paramount for the last 30 days. 30 days ago today, we opened up at 11.23. Okay, great. 11.23. 2 weeks later, we have our 30-day high at 13.80. 5 days later, we have our 30-day bottom on the 10th, which was last Wednesday, and that was 10.12. A little bit up on Thursday, pull back Friday, Monday, and Tuesday. Okay, today, that's weird. This account right here is a little bit delayed, so I'm not really seeing what we opened up today at on Paramount. All right, well, yesterday's close was 10.81. So one of the people ask me all the time, why do I use this account over this one? Well, this one has live feed. This one has delayed feed. All right. So the view on Paramount, I'm into it at 11.80. And I sold off the 11s, which is below what I paid for it. Okay. So I collected 10 cents a share, which is almost 1%. Now, yesterday's close was 10.80, which is getting pretty close to 11. So this is one I'm going to need to keep my eye on. All right, because I could lose money on this one. And that's not what I'm here for. But that's Paramount, and we can't always win everything. Okay, so let's go back to my chart right here. Okay, so here we are. All right, so that's it for today. This is James from Dividend Stock Talk. Usually not a whole heck of a lot happens on a Thursday because everything expires tomorrow. Well, it doesn't really expire tomorrow. It expires on Saturday, but there's nothing you can do after 4 o'clock. Tomorrow afternoon. Okay, that being said, this is James from Dividend Stock Talk, where I invest in dividend stocks for weekly cash flow, take you along for the ride for that safe, predictable, and consistent 1% per week. You guys have a great day, and I will talk to you again tomorrow.